This is Irene. Welcome to my podcast. Today, I'll be talking about the minerals resources that we have in the Lower Benue Trough. Last time, we discussed the Lower Benue Trough and all the formations in the Lower Benue Trough. And to round it up, we'll be talking about the mineral resources in the Lower Benue Trough. The Lower Benue Trough of Nigeria actually comprises of the states that are found in the eastern and some part of the southern states of Nigeria. So we have states like Anambra, Abia, Enugu, Imo, Akwa Ibom, Cross River, Rivers, Delta, Edo. These are all states that makes up the Lower Benue Trough, and including Ebonyi states too. So the minerals that we have in these states of Nigeria, that's what we'll be talking about, the mineral resources in the Lower Benue Trough of Nigeria. So one thing the Lower Benue Trough is notable for, it's coal formation. Like you've heard of the Enugu coal, when you mention Enugu, you just know that, oh, that's where you get coal. And then we've heard of the limestone formation, but that's not the only mineral deposit that they have in the Lower Benue Trough of Nigeria. So we'll be discussing all the mineral deposits that are available in the Lower Benue Trough, where to find them, the quantity and the qualities of these minerals. That's what this podcast will be about today. So let's start. So like I said earlier, the Lower Benue Trough is known for coal. We have mineable coal deposits in the Lower Benue Trough that can be found at Enugu, at Orube, at Opobo, at Okapa, at Okubono, and at Obuyaga. And actually, coal was first discovered in Nigeria in the year 1909 by the Mineral Survey of Southern Nigeria, and intensive exploitation began in the year 1916. The coal was discovered in the Mamu Formation, which was formerly called the Lower Coal Majors of the Anambra Sedimentary Basins of Eastern Nigeria. Characteristics of the coal that we have in Nigeria is that the quality is medium, it's non-coking, it's sub-bituminous. This coal is very rich in resinous and waxy materials, and they are suitable as raw materials for the chemical industries and also for use in the manufacture of plastic. The coals are also good producers of fuel gas and are suitable for complete gasification using the oxygen-enriched steam blast process. They can be processed to produce automatic fuel. They are also very suitable for generating electric power and domestic fuel. Mineable coal deposits, like I said earlier, occurs at Enugu, Orubo, Opobo, Okaba, Odubono, and Obuyaga. Another mineral deposit that we have in the Lower Benue Trough would be barite. So barite is actually used in the manufacturing of paint, in papers, and in the drilling of oil. It's the chief constituent of lithophonic paint, and it's used extensively as an inert volume and weight filler in drilling mode. It's also used in rubber, gas, glass, paper, and in the chemical industry. Barite occurs as vein filling materials associated with lead zinc loads and veins in both Precambrian basement and Cretaceous sedimentary rocks of the Lower Benue Trough. The barite in the Lower Benue Trough is found in Cross River, and barite is also found in Ebonyi State. Some parts of Ebonyi State, they have barite, and in Cross River too, there's also barite as in the Lower Benue Trough. So the barite vein in Cross River are hosted in both hard and soft rocks in the north and southern part of Cross River. In the northern part of Cross River, they are hosted more by sedimentary rocks, while in the southern part, they are hosted more by igneous rock. So the northern locations where we have Berite, we have Obubra, we have Ikom, we have Yala, while in the southern locations we have Bayasi and we have Yakov. So another mineral that is found in the lower Benue Trough would be lead zinc. Lead is used in the manufacture of cables covering, of pigment storage, batteries, soldiers, sheet leads and pipe, shots and bearing metals. It's also used for galvanizing steel plate, manufacture of brass and other alloys, rubber, vulcanizing and the production of pigment and certain medicines and chemicals. Lead and zinc minerals are deposited in the form of ferrite and galena ores respectively. Most times they are associated with barite mineralization in the Cretaceous sediment of the lower Benue Trough. The lead zinc deposits in the east are found in Abakaliki area of Ebonyi State. The lead zinc are believed to be hydrothermal in origin and is made up of four nodes, namely the Ishago, the Eyimba, the Ameri, and the Ameki. The Eyimba lodes is the largest mineralized body of lead in the lower Benue Trough. It's about 25 km in length and 30 km in width. Another mineral deposit that we have in the lower Benue Trough is limestone. Limestone is used as cut stone for building, as crush stones and aggregate for general building purposes, roadbeds and railway, and it's a major ingredient as used in making cement. Crushed limestones is used as filter in industrial products such as asphalt, rubber, paint, plastic, and fertilizer. When heated, the calcium carbonate in limestone decomposes to lime or calcium oxide and is important as a flux in smelting copper and lead ores and in making iron and steel. Lime is a key industry in the manufacture of cement and concrete. It is also used in the production of glass, asbestos, and ceramic. The sedimentary limestone of Cretaceous and Tertiary ages is associated with shell, siltstone, and fine-grained sandstone in the lower Benue Trough. They are often hard, gray, and shelly. In all occurrences, the deposition of limestone is related to the transgressive and regressive cycle in the trough. The largest and purest deposit of limestone in Nigeria are found around Mfomasing, and it is Appian in age with a thickness of 50 meters. Mfomasing is in Cross River State. The first Middle Appian transgression ended in Sinomania, marking its shoreline with the deposition of the limestone of the Odubani Formation at the Calabar Flank in the southeast. The Calabar Flank is the main component province in Nigeria with well-developed tropical karst and caves. The Mfomasing sandstone has over 96% calcite with an estimated reserve of over 30 million tons. The Mfomasing limestone was used by the Calabar Cement Company for the production of cement and the Delta Steel Paint at Alaja as a fluxing agent and for making hydrated lime. In Inkalago area of Ebonyi State, there's an estimated 174 million tons of limestone deposited during the Turonian in the Asiaco Formation. The Ikalago limestone has six major beds with thickness of 3 to 10 meters each. The Nigerian Cement Company was the sole worker of this deposit for cement manufacture. Another mineral deposit that we have in the lower Benue Trough is clay. Clay is one of the earliest mineral substances utilized by man. It played an extremely important part in ancient civilization, records of which were present in brick building, in monuments, in pottery, and as inscriptions upon clay tablets. The modern modern uses of clay can be grouped into domestic, which has to do with making pottery, earthenware, china, lookingwares, vases, fixtures, and plumbing, tiles, porcelain wares. It can also be grouped into building, which is construction, building bricks, vitrified and enameled bricks, tiles for floors, roof, walls, drains, sewer pipes, and as an ingredient of cement. And industrial uses of clay is for making conduit for socket, insulator, and switches. It's also used in making refractory wares such as fire bricks, furnace linings, chemical stone wares, corrosible retorts, and sagas. Another mineral deposit we have in the lower Benue Trough is silver. A small amount of silver, as well as a small amount of silver, is present in the lead ore, lead zinc ore of Galena and Sperrite, respectively, in their Barclay lead zinc field. And this could probably be covered as a byproduct of the ore is mined on a sufficiently large scale. Silver is used in the manufacture of jewelry, tablewares, and as coinage. Silver is alloyed with small amount of other metals to make it harder and more durable. Silver is used in coating smooth glass surfaces for mirrors by vaporization of the metals or by precipitation from a solution. Silver is also widely used in circuitry of compounds such as potassium, and is used in medicine as antiseptic and bactericide. Silver is also used in emulsion for photographic paints, plates, films, and paper. Another mineral deposit that we have in the lower Benue Trough is mica. Mica is used as insulating material in the manufacture of electric apparatus, especially vacuum tube, scrap mica obtained as waste material in the manufacture of sheet mica is used as a lubricant when mixed with oils and as fireproofing materials. Small deposits of muscovite are found in Urban Hill, Oda Granite Massif in Cross River State. Next we have manganese. Manganese is used in refining of steel, and it is found in Urban Hill, Oda Granite in Cross River State. Next we have cassiterite. Yes, we do have cassiterite in the lower Benue Trough. So small amount of cassiterite, all of tin, has been found in the Urban Hill, Oda Granite Massif of Cross River State. Tin is important in the production of common alloys such as bronze, tin and copper, soda, tin and lead, and type meta, which is a combination of tin, lead, and antimony. It's also used as an alloy with titanium in the aerospace industry and as an ingredient in some insecticide. Tin is also used in lots of industrial purposes throughout the world, such as protective coating for copper vessels. Another mineral deposit we have in the lower Benue Trough is graphite. Graphite is used in foundering molds, crucible, batteries, paints, pencils, nuclear reactors, and lubricants. Graphite is found in the Obudu area of Cross River State. Next, we have sulfur. Sulfur is used in chemical and fertilizer, insecticide, paper, paint, explosive dyes, rubber, oil refining, textile, sugar, and lots more. Although native sulfur is the chief commercial source of sulfur, but pyrite and anhydrite are also mined for their sulfur content. Pyrite and macatite sulfide of iron occur in the lead zinc ores of Abakaliki. And next we have is uranium. Uranium is used for production of nuclear weapons and as a potential source of industrial power. Although the eastern part of Nigeria is filled with Cretaceous to Quaternary sediments, most of these sediments are marine and subsequently of no potential for uranium mineralization. However, uranium anomalies, which may be indicative of uranium mineralization, has been located by airborne spectrometric survey in some of the continental sediments, notably in the Ajali sandstone. Next, we have salt and brine. Salt is used in variety of purposes in the chemical, metallurgical, and ceramic industry, and in agriculture, medicine, and household. Salt is so vast in uses that the material made from it or requiring its use in the manufacturing are continually met in everyday life. Some of its uses are the manufacture of industrial chemicals such as soda, sodium bicarbonate, caustic soda, chlorine, and setting acid. The smelting and refining of ores and metals, the making of soap and dyes, the tanning of leather, the preservation of food, the making of explosives, and the bleaching of cotton and paper. Salt and brine springs are found in Abakaliki area. Next, we have ironstone. Lateritic ironstone consisting of loose angular fragments with some clay sand was discovered in 1952 on the high country west of Enugu. Large reserves are present, but only certain sketches of inferred land close to the Enugu colony had been investigated. Prospecting undertaken by the Geological Survey of Nigeria Agency had indicated almost 50.8 million tons of iron ore in a bed from 1.5 meters to 9.1 meter thick, overlaid by clayey soil ranges up to 15.2 meter in thickness. By screening out the sander metrics, material with an average iron content of 43% can be obtained. Although the deposit is of low grade, it is favorably situated close to the collieries, and limestone is available few kilometers to the east. Ironstone is a source of iron. It is used as a component in some ceramic and also as a building material. Next, we have feldspar. Feldspar or fluorite is a mineral composed of calcium fluoride, the principal fluoride-bearing mineral. It is used mainly for the production of hydrochloric acid, an essential raw material in the manufacture of synthetic creolite and aluminium fluoride for the aluminium industry. It is also employed as a standard flux used in the making of steel and the smelting of leather ore in ceramic industry and in the production of enamel and opal glass, and perfect crystals are used in the manufacture of apochromatic lenses. Fluorspar occurs in small quantity in the lead zinc nodes in the Appian Shale, siltstone and limestone of the Asu River group in Ishiagu and Ogoja, which is in Cross River, but the deposits are not economically viable and because of the reserve. Next, we have phosphates. Phosphate is found in Cretaceous shales and clay in Imo State. It is associated with limestone and gypsum in the lower Benue Trough of Nigeria. It is used in the manufacturing of fertilizers, detergent, metal treatment, water treatment, pump and paper, glass and ceramic, textile, plastics, rubber, pharmaceutical and cosmetic, petroleum production, toothpaste, paint, fuels. Phosphates are also used in flames, retard and fire extinguishers production, food and beverage industry. Next, we have gypsum. Gypsum in the eastern part of Nigeria has been found as scattered crystals in Cretaceous and Tertiary clays and shales in Anambra and Imo State. Gypsum is a minor but essential ingredient of cement, in which its function is to control the setting time. Gypsum is also important as fertilizer and for making plasters and plasterboard. Next, we have glass sand. Glass sands are used in the manufacturing of sheet glass and bottle making. Large deposit of glass sand occurs in the matrician first bedded sandstone along the escarpment near Enugu in Anambra State. We also have glass sand in Port Harcourt and in Ugeli area of Delta State. Next, we have kaolin in the lower Benue Trough. We also have diorite, we have granodiorite, we have sienite, we have basalt, we have gemstones, we have granite, and we have all these minerals. Thank you very much for listening today. I hope you've learned a thing or two about the kind of minerals we have in the lower Benue Trough of Nigeria. So in case you intend coming to Nigeria for exploration purpose, you know where to look for any mineral you're looking for. Thank you for listening. My name is Irene. I'm a mineral exploration and mining geology, and it's actually my pleasure doing this podcast to educate people on the mineral resources that we have in Nigeria. Thank you, and do enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.